Oppenheimer's relationship with Strauss had been in steady decline since early 1948, when Oppie had made it clear that he would resist Strauss' attempts to meddle in his directorship of the Institute for Advanced Study.
Prior to this hearing, they had weathered several other AEC-related disagreements. But now Oppenheimer had made for himself a dangerous enemy who was powerful and influential in every field of Robert's professional life.
After their clashing testimonies before the Joint Committee, one of the Institute's trustees, Dr. John F. Fulton, said that he expected Strauss to resign from the Institute board. "I don't think Robert Oppenheimer will ever feel comfortable as director of the Institute for Advanced Study," Fulton wrote another trustee, "as long as Mr. Strauss continues on our board of trustees." But Strauss had allies who had recently engineered his election as president of the Institute's Board of Trustees, and he now made it clear he had no intention of resigning just because he had had the effrontery to differ with Dr. Oppenheimer on a scientific matter. Strauss was angry, and he would stay angry until he had settled the score.